This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's time for us to visit.
Yes, visiting with Dr. Ken. It's Good Day Health time. This portion of our Good Day Health experiment, every week we have several hours of important information that's fresh, new, researched from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and from Dr. Jack Stockwell. So you're here for the Ken Hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mardora, Florida. He goes through all of the various journals of medicine every week to bring us up to date on the latest things. And often there's a theme. And the theme this week, whether it is, it just is, I guess, because of what people are studying. Sometimes there is a, there's a, some sort of an event going on, brings people of that specialty together. I don't know if that's the case here or not, but I see a lot of cancer news, Ken. Starting out with the latest on men and their experiences with prostate cancer. It can be devastating for some men, and other men just not doesn't bother much, right?
Well, I think if there's news about cancer this week, it's just random events coming together. Okay. And it is obviously an issue that's actively studied. This comes out of the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, actually a report from the Mayo Clinic. Doug, a fact is that there are about 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer in America this year. And the news this week, there appears to be an association between plant-based diets and a decreased risk of prostate cancer, as well as a link between dairy intake and an increased risk of prostate cancer. These aren't huge links, and it's very hard to study diets because people change their diet from day to day, year to year, and this is an accumulation of multiple studies. So I wouldn't say that you have to go out and dramatically change your lifestyle abruptly, but if you know that you're at risk, guys, for prostate cancer, you know, you may want to adjust somewhat here and do get your best odds together.
Very good advice. I have never really, you and I talk about the cancer screening that goes on and whether or not, and you have it too, I'm sure, when you have your annual physical.
I just had my PSA.
Yeah, and what was it?
Oh, it's like one.
Yeah, okay. So mine, the PSA count over the years, you've watched it, it was 0.4, 0.6.
And that's then it very went good, to, Lou.
Yeah, but then it went to 1.5, and we were concerned about that. And then you, the genius that you are, said, well, maybe the test should be given before the exam, because we all know what happens when you get the digital rectal exam. And apparently, I didn't know this, but you told me, you taught me this. You said that it'll stir up what's going on inside of the prostate. It might affect the results if you have the blood test after you get the digital rectal exam. So I said to the, it happens that a lady does it, when I, and lately the woman I'm using for my general physicals. So she said, well, there are studies that show that that may not be true. And I said, well, let's just for chuckles.
a study of one we'll do right now.
Yeah. Well, I said, let's not do it that way. Let's wait till after I give the blood and then you do the exam. So I went from a 1.5 down to a 1 in this year's screening. I still would like to have it under 1. But the reality is that a lot of men, as they get older, develop prostate cancer, and it doesn't really bother them. It's, you know, it's one of those things. It affects your ability to make love, but other than that, right,
well,
a lot of men live with it.
Let me put a little perspective, big picture on that. So first about the lab test, and then about the growth of prostate cancer when it occurs in an individual. Yes, your baseline was low, and then you had an exam and it went up, and then you had it done again before an exam and it went down, and that's your true baseline. But what is concerning, if you do get a normal baseline and then it goes up. You always want to compare the PSA to where it has been, even though if on the paper report or on your computer report, it's in the normal bracket, because PSA velocity, how the PSA is changing, also needs to be looked at. And then also you were talking about the growth of the cancer. There's a wide range of prostate cancer, from incredibly slow growing that we don't even need to treat it. Just watch it, because it won't even get to a concern in decades, and we'll all be long gone. And then there's another extreme on the other side of the spectrum, where it's going to grow so quickly that if we don't do something urgently, say goodbye to planet Earth. So this needs to be biopsied and scored and determine whether, hopefully you have the very unaggressive prostate cancer, but it can get aggressive.
Good friend of mine has come from a family. His brother died of prostate cancer. His father died at 73 of prostate cancer. I think the brother was the same age, too. He's now 79. He's put on a lot of weight. I often thought he's not a drinker, but he does, he's always enjoyed rich foods. And I think that's been proven, that fat plays a role in your prostate cancer, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? In the prostate.
And here's a prescription that most guys will like to hear from a doctor. Keeping on, as you get older, ejaculating and keeping the frequency up also can lower the risk of prostate cancer.
Right, exactly. Having somebody you're close to is probably a good way of doing that.
I think just getting the sperm refreshed I think has probably some link, as I talked to the urologist about this.
Yeah. All right, so that's the first of three important cancer stories that Ken has researched for us this week. We'll continue with that in a matter of moments. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website has our podcasts that are basically an accrual of the important conversations that we have every week. So if you don't get to listen to all of them, or you want to go back and research something, they're always explained what the content is, always explained at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Advancements in technology are giving breast cancer patients more options, including the possibility to regain sensation lost after a mastectomy. The Breast Cancer Awareness Month, medical technology company Axogen is sharing the solution. And here's Smitha Rao with that story.
After a mastectomy, many women are faced with a lesser-known issue, a numb chest, unable to feel the slightest touch. For breast cancer survivor Jane, this meant not being able to feel her newborn baby when she was placed on her chest for the first time.
I remember taking her in my arms and putting her on my chest, but I couldn't feel her skin. I didn't know she was there unless I looked at her, and it made me question if I would be enough as a woman and as a mother.
Jane underwent an innovative surgical technique called resensation that uses a processed nerve allograft as a bridge to reconnect nerves in the chest with nerves in the tissue used to reconstruct the breast. This allograft guides the regrowth of nerve fibers that over time offer the opportunity to regain sensation.
After the surgery, I experienced increased sensation on a weekly basis. Now I can hug my daughter, have her head rest on my chest, and I'm able to feel her breath on my skin. That, to me, is the most precious thing in the world.
For more information, visit resensation.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. All you got to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico.com. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So we're sort of prostate cancer. Let's see here. There's a recall of a heartburn drug. This has been all over the Internet. The cancer-causing chemicals that are in this heartburn drug, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this has become front-page news this week again. Doug, pharmaceutical company Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, there really is a company
Dr. Reddy's.
Yes, yeah. They're in India. This week...
What a shock.
They recalled generic Zantac, which is a heartburn relief product, which most of us know about. It's made with ranitidine. This was after the FDA said the drug contains a small amount of a carcinogen. The FDA said preliminary tests found low levels of nitrosamine impurity, and here it's a mouthful, N-nitrosodimethylamine, in some ranitidine products. The medication, it's used to treat heartburn, ulcers, and other stomach issues. It's abbreviated. This chemical, NDMA, is an environmental contaminant. It's found in water and foods, including meat, dairy products, and vegetables. It is classified as a probable human carcinogen. The FDA said it's evaluating whether the low levels of NDMA in ranitidine pose a risk to patients, and that it will post that information when it's available. Large amounts of NDMA may pose a risk, but the levels of NDMA in ranitidine found in preliminary tests barely exceed amounts found in common foods. So don't panic.
Well, remember from how long ago was it? You sent me to that expert when I was having all of the gastroenterology.
Yes, I think everyone has Zantac in their medicine cabinet.
I had it. I took two or three of the capsules and that was it. You know me. When I get on to something, if I feel better after the first time I take it, then I stop taking it. And I did with that, but I still had the little jar of capsules around. I threw them away after I saw this earlier this week because I guess my approach is, why would you take a chance? If you knew something was bad, even if there were small amounts, you know, consider I have no use for the CDC and the FDA, the USDA, all these government alphabet soup operations. Once in a while they get it right, but more often than not, they're so influenced by the big drug companies, especially the FDA, the amount of money that's spent, the things they come up with, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, the shots they take at people who are taking non-drug, it isn't even a medication, supplements. There are good ones, there are bad ones. And I guess that could be said for heartburn drugs, too. There are good ones and bad ones. So
I think the FDA in the last few years is having its foot held to the fire and is becoming more responsive. And here, they were not on the side of protecting any drug company. I mean, they acted very early and very protectively on, and probably the risk, hopefully, is minimal. That's what we're thinking. But they're not taking any chances. So I got to give them a little credit here. I mean, we've been hard on them, but here they actually acted very swiftly. And you go down the grocery aisle this week and you notice the shelves are bare. There's a big empty space because this takes up a lot of room on the pharmacy aisle in the grocery store. Yeah.
Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida is here. His clinic is open to the public. I guess that's what good doctors do, they try to serve the public. If you choose to get really well informed about what's going on in your body, if you have questions that have not been answered by the doctor that you normally see, it might be this. Dr. Ken is so extraordinary, it's worth a trip. I take a trip every year down there to have him thoroughly examine me so that I know what's going on in my body. I want to know what's going on. So if you've got something going on and you want to know what it is and how to deal with it, Ken is great in that department. Yes, he is a cardiologist, and that is his specialty, but he's all kinds of gizmos, gadgets, and and machinery in that office that give you a good top to bottom going over that you really need to have. You need to know what's going on inside of your body. So I guess take no chances. Go see somebody who really can tell you what's going on. His number at the office at Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. Let me give you that again. 352-735-1400 for the folks all over Florida, Southeast, all over the country. It's a good stop on your way to see. I never tell anybody to go to Disneyland, even though it's around the corner from where Ken is. I tell them to go out to the Space Coast.
You're going
to
enjoy some of the new technology we have the next time you visit.
Yep. Well, maybe in December. We'll see. I'm supposed to have my foot fixed in January, which will limit my travel for a month or so. So maybe I'll come down early. We'll see. Meanwhile, back at the reports that are coming in from the various journals, we have one more story about cancer, and that's the... I don't get that people don't get this. If you're a big, fat person, you're obese on top of being obese on top of being obese, why do you think you're not going to get sick? This is like almost clueless, this story about obesity and pancreatic cancer. Obesity causes heart conditions and death from cardiological situations that are created by the obese nature of your body, and it creates a harbor for cancer of all kinds, doesn't it, Ken?
Well, more reasons why I've never met a 90-year-old obese male. This comes right out of the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology, which is just a big word for liver. This week, what we learn is we know that pancreatic cancer, Doug, is one of the world's deadliest cancers.
Yeah.
And this is the bad news. With an overall 5-year survival rate of just 5%. Think about that.
Yeah.
Only 1 in 20
Alex Trebek is the latest famous person to have it.
It's just, you know, it's just not the diagnosis that you're looking forward to. Rising rates of obesity and diabetes could be pushing up rates of pancreatic cancer across the globe. That's the news out of this report and study. The good news, though, is that these risk factors, doctors use these words, largely modifiable. That means if you identify the risk factors, the obesity and diabetes, and you get rid of them, you're going to change the outcome. And so this presents a huge opportunity for prevention. Unfortunately, we lack a good screening tool for early detection of pancreatic cancer. Hopefully one day we'll have one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly, again, is, you wonder, I see people all the time and I wonder, and I guess I'm judgmental, Ken.
How could you say that? I'm joking.
No, I know you are, but you know, I see these big fat people around, and for the most part, sometimes there are genetic things, sometimes there are hormonal things, but most of it's caused by eating too much of the wrong food.
I wish you could study these people because they are so common, and
yeah, they're everywhere.
And I talk to them every day, and it's a real challenge that you know people live to eat.
Yeah. Well, eating is rewarding if you're having stress and stuff, but still, I mean, it just depends on what your priorities are, I guess, much as anything else. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we continue. Stand by for more of Good Day Health. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll from the newly discovered coronavirus in China has risen to 41 on the day of the Lunar New Year. Health officials are struggling to contain the outbreak as millions of people travel for the Chinese New Year. CNN's medical contributor, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, says the virus is highly contagious.
This is spreading human to human, fourth generation,
which is exactly what it sounds like. Someone spreads it to someone else, they spread it to several more people, and so on and so on. And that's where the spread and the concern about this becoming more widespread really comes from.
House Democrats have wrapped up their arguments in the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Lawyers for President Trump will begin their opening statements at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. The proceedings are set to go for about 3 hours on Saturday, and the main defense of the president will start on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Dr. Ken Kronos coming up in this half hour. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. In the latest podcast that we have up this week at gooddayhealthshow.com, we discuss a new study that provides evidence that depression and anxiety make recovering from a heart attack more difficult, and then what you should do about it. I try to analyze President Trump's mental condition. Dr. Ken, who has a real license to practice medicine, says, not so fast. But I think it is something I'm speculating, but I also know the signs of certain conditions, and I think that he has them. I don't want to overcook it, but you can listen to our discussion at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, we talk about vitamin B, B6 and B12 specifically, and the risk, if you take too much of it, of getting a hip fracture. I wonder if that's what happened to Jimmy Carter. I wonder how much B he's on. You know, he fell down this weekend and fractured. Didn't he fracture his hip
or
something?
His pelvis.
Yeah, right.
Fell.
Yeah, right. To clarify, do we take no B vitamins or no extra B vitamins? We get enough in our food? Or is there a kind of B vitamin that we should be supplementing? I didn't ask you that when we were talking about this.
Just take a multivitamin which has a reasonable amount of B in it, and eat a healthy diet, and you'll get enough, clearly.
Yeah. I think we talked about how to balance the supplements that are taken in this podcast that's up new this week at GoodDayHealthShow.com. I asked Ken about how he deals with the age of his patients, and we talk about the early steps that are taken when a woman shows early signs of breast cancer. That's all over the place. So you want to maintain your good health, find out what's going on in the world of research and how it applies to you in your everyday health situation. Check out our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that sort of thing, there's a study out. Well, the FDA apparently is concerned about breast implants. Is it the way they're installed? I guess that doesn't sound too clinical, but how they're implanted. There are always, there have been stories for years about leaks in some breast implants, right? The silicone that's in them leaks out of them and causes all kinds of havoc.
Well, here's the latest update. The FDA is right on this, and they're considering a strong warning, and they're putting it out for review initially this week. So what's happening is, before receiving breast implants, the FDA feels that women should be told of the possible risks. The agency, the FDA, suggests a boxed warning and a checklist outlining potential harms such as pain, fatigue, and further surgery. A boxed warning is the greatest clear warning that physicians get. I don't know if you've ever looked at the kind of literature that we read when we research a drug, but it's just sentence after sentence, densely compacted with many words. Yeah. And sometimes all of the issues, unless you read every little detail, it can be lost. And the FDA will at times put, when they're really concerned about procedures, devices, drugs, in a box, black border in a box, and that is hard to miss when any doctor researches a drug. And when you see a box warning, you know, you better be aware of that, because it's a very important thing. So that's what they're considering here. The FDA wants breast implant makers to warn women that breast implants are not lifetime devices, Doug, and that the risk of complications rises the longer a patient has the implant. Also, additional surgery may be required to treat the complications. Other possible complications include a risk of developing breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, not good, as well as problems such as fatigue, joint, or pain. These new guidance proposals that patients without symptoms should undergo either ultrasound or MRI screening every 5 to 6 years after implantation, and then every 2 years thereafter. An MRI is recommended for patients who have symptoms at any time or uncertain ultrasound results for breast implant rupture. So they're recommending in these new guidelines, they're probably going to come out, they're just put up there for review. Anyone who wants to comment right now is that if you do get these implants, that you get screened 5 or 6 years after with ultrasound or MRI, and then every 2 years thereafter.
Yep. All right. I think that's good advice, paying attention to it. There's so much of this stuff around, and so many ads for people to have plastic surgery, breast enhancement, facelifts, all that stuff. So it's the old buyer beware as much as anything else. Here's getting to Ken's specialty as a cardiologist. He's often asked about taking blood pressure pills. When do you do it? How often do you prescribe blood pressure medicine, and what are the most important, what names should we be looking for or should we be most familiar with, Ken?
Doug, 1 in 3 adults before they leave planet Earth will have high blood pressure. So this is an incredibly common issue that I bet everyone listening, either they're adult, they're either taking a blood pressure medication or they know somebody who does, because it's so common. And this comes out of the European Heart Journal, and it might actually have a great impact on people who are taking these medications, because this is a study of 20,000 people almost, And they randomize them to take them either in the morning when you wake up or to take them when you're going to sleep. And the results, clearly the best time for people with high blood pressure to take their blood pressure pills is at bedtime rather than in the morning. If you're on a water pill, you know, this may not apply because you don't want to urinate all night, but otherwise, and don't change the schedule without talking to your doctor first. That schedule means when you take your medications. But this is worth discussing with your physician, with your provider. This news this week reported in the European Heart Journal. Not only does this timing result in better blood pressure control, but it also markedly reduces the risk of cardiovascular death and events such as heart attack or stroke. So a huge impact both on outcome, your prognosis, and also on your blood pressure control. And again, 20,000 people randomized in this study. Huge study, will have great impact on the practice of medicine.
Big study. Coming up, good news for parents, and also Ken's usual shot at pot. That's up next on Good Day Health. Plus, questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Here's the number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control. News from the folks that have put before you the all-natural approach. If you have type 2 diabetes, if you have, if you're pre-diabetic, you just have a sweet fetish, because one in three Americans fit that description in one way or another, you ought to check out Curalin as a way for you to deal with this. This is the advanced glucose support that is all natural. Modern science looks at this. The issue of glucose support, very important. A lot of drugs are prescribed all the time. But this is a unique blend of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested by the FDA for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels and you don't want to take drugs, that certainly is my picture. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Not only does it support healthy blood sugar levels, but also helps you in digestion. I mean, basically, the reason that I take it is because I have a craving for sugar. I love pies and cakes and ice cream and that kind of stuff. And I think now, as much as anything else, I think I'm thinking about it. I don't have lollipops anymore and hard candy, you know, a lot of sugar in there. But maybe you just take a page from the Doug Steffen playbook and try this to see if it doesn't help you out. For a limited time, too, I've arranged for you to get $20 off your first order, first bottle of Curalin. So you can join the tens of thousands of people who have found that finally there is an easy way, a natural way to manage your problem. If you have healthy, unhealthy blood sugar levels, let's get them to the right numbers. Visit Curalin.net, enter the promo code DJV, and let's get that first bottle with $20 off. Start on the program, and let's see if we can't make your body that desire for sweets, or the thing you have to deal with every day, a little more easily dealt with. Curalin.net, code DJV for $20 off.
Laura DiCarlo, CES 2019's most talked about wellness tech company, triumphantly arrived at this year's show. The company introduced the newest entries to its award-winning Ose family of biomimetic devices. Bati and Onda, the latest innovations from Laura DiCarlo, have been given highly coveted CES Honorary Innovation Awards. This marks a major shift from the company's banishment from CES 2019.
Following last year's incident having the Innovation Award rescinded and reinstated for Ose, we became change agents, initiating a critical public conversation about gender equity and creating a safer and more inclusive environment for all CES attendees.
Laura DiCarlo is the most recognized robotics company in the history of the CES Innovation Awards. Pre-sales for Ose began in late November 2019 and generated over $1 million in just 5 hours.
After learning more about our products and our mission, people have come to realize that tech-enhanced experiences can lead to a greater sense of wellness, including improved sleep, reduced stress, and better mood.
For more information, go to LauraDiCarlo.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here, remembering back in the 1970s to a song called Love the One You're With. Remember that from Stephen Stills? Became sort of a rallying cry for the hippie free love movement. I don't know if it was a hippie. It sounded like an old-timer. Well, this was, at least at the time, more myth than fact. But now, there is a very interesting overview, especially if you're from that era. And you're still sexually active today. You're part of a movement, according to the latest polls on healthy aging. 1,000 people who are over 65 were polled. And nearly all of them said they had a romantic partner. And almost 60% of them were sexually active. Sounds like the story of Suzanne Summers, remember? And her husband, she's 73, he's 83. They take something called, what is it, PT-141, and they have sex twice a day. Well, if you want to be in the group, sexual health will predicate your overall health and well-being. The more sex you have, the healthier your body is. That's just the way it is. And there's a gap. Older people think that, well, a lot of people have been with the same person, they don't seem to have that same spark anymore, and so they suffer in more ways than one because of it. But other things that are going on, sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high among folks who are older. The incidence of syphilis among seniors has increased by 50% in the past 10 years, and chlamydia has increased by 32%. The reason? Divorce rates are up, and erectile dysfunction medications are available. Anyway, ask your partner about their sexual health and well-being, and make sure you're getting tested. I guess that's a good piece of advice here from Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so Dr. Ken, we have your focus on pot here to deal with. The story has to do with using pot, men using pot, and I don't know why that would be linked to miscarriages. I guess we'd have to have that explained to us, because I saw this and I thought, well, it's okay, let's put two and two together, see if we come up with four. What do we come up with?
Interesting. This comes out of a recent study this month from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, Doug. Men who use marijuana at least once a week, they're twice as likely to see their partner's pregnancy end in a miscarriage compared to those who use no pot. Miscarriages related to frequent male pot use, they tend to occur within 8 weeks of conception, which suggests that marijuana use damages sperm in some essential way. The research is controlled for a number of factors that could influence risk of miscarriage, including smoking status, alcohol and caffeine intake, weight, amount of sleep, history of sexually transmitted infections, and mood disorders.
Yeah, all right. So, what about, there are so many positives and negatives when it comes to pot. I guess we're not, I mean, I'm not really here to try to persuade people that it's good or bad. I just think, like a lot of other things, look for the science and see what it is that is provided informationally as to the benefits. I mean, medical marijuana didn't come about as a result of somebody throwing a dart against a dartboard. I think you'd agree with that, Ken, as much as anything else. But I do, you know, some of these things, you know, there's unintended consequences of using some of this stuff. No question about that.
Well, so, I think you have to break it down between recreational versus medical use.
Yep. All right, here's some good news for parents. Let's go through that. This is good.
Yeah, there really is some good news.
People, especially if you have a preemie in your family, right?
Exactly. This is out this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Unfortunately, more than half of premature infants, actually, prematurity is a common issue, but the good news is that more than half of premature infants, they actually grow up to be healthy adults without chronic medical issues, Doug. This is a study. It's a huge, huge study. About 2.5 million babies born in Sweden between 1973 and 1977, about 55% of preemies have no serious chronic physical or mental issue by early adulthood compared to 63% of full-term babies.
Wow. All right, I want to squeeze in the polio thing. Is there a new strain of polio? There are a lot of people talking about that.
Well, last winter, there was this new strain of sad paralytic illness that affected young children that looked similar clinically to polio, but clearly was not polio. And it was a mystery what was causing this illness. And the news this week is a virus similar, but not the polio virus, has been identified and now has been associated with this no longer mysterious paralytic disease. And we hope it stays to be a very rare problem. And I would imagine a vaccine is actively being looked for.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess, is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours here. People asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I mean, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, certain amount. I must have found a balance because stress doesn't bother me, or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. But most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it, end up being an important thing. A little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it. But the other extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about the more about the mind heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind. You have to have a healthy heart and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins. And what they found was that actually environment is more important in genetics in having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart, which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time, these are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember. That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others, is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated with the challenges, and that's important. You've got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as it's not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. Doing a crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This may be a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation, and I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully, so I actually have been there once.
All right, but what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, vegetable, if you're, there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good, because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
I don't even consider... I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables I eat all the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables, they do. Yep.
No, but sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
No. Well, they didn't say that. In this circumstance, the sushi, they called it veggie sushi. And it was vegetables all
the time. And that's not vegetables with raw fish?
No.
It's just vegetables?
Just vegetables, yep.
Oh, well, that's a salad.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, it's a salad. Grind it up, right. Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have, does it cause, or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases, and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that mean
all sunlight? All the same, you know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. It's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right. It creates... I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. Who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock? Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.